Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm back.
Welcome home.
No place like home.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you. 3.5 weeks out of my own bed. I'm very grateful to be back home, and I miss my wife. Glad to be home, honey. I think she's glad to have me home. Well, I am blessed to be here. They've tried to educate me beyond my intelligence, but I resisted. I think I stood strong in the face of adversity.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're glad you're here today. A few quick announcements. A reminder to fill out your Connect cards. You find them in your bulletin. Drop those in the offering plate as it comes around today. I haven't been in front of the congregation for, 4 weeks? So I'm probably a little rusty. I'm going to have to learn this whole thing over again, but I will do my best. I want to thank a few people. I know I missed the Vacation Bible School Sunday. That went very well, I hear.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you for everyone that came and helped with that. Robin and Lou Ann, you're both here today. So thank you all very much for putting that and leading us. I know I had a great time, and I know the kids did too. So what a blessing. And that's our big push for the year to bring in the community into the church. And we're just grateful that everyone is really rallying behind that cause. And I personally thank all of you for that as well. A few other people to thank. My wife, Nancy, who's been the worship leader while I was gone. I said, I'll throw you under the bus in case any of the folks I bring in crash and burn, we can pick up the pieces in front of it. So, but I think everyone did well. The DS, the district superintendent, was here last week. I hope he brought you some enlightening news and some good news about our church and about the Methodism and the Florida Conference. So I pray that he was a blessing to you as well. Well, I think you announced that while I was gone that Scott Diedrichson, who filled in for me, I've sort of been mentoring him along a little bit. He's sort of on the same path that I am. And I think this message that he brought here 2 Sundays ago was probably his maybe 2nd or 3rd time to be in front of a congregation. Oh, wow. So I'm sure he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But I have good news, and I think this went out as well. Our baby, his wife, was very, very pregnant when they were here. She had the baby about the next day, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Like Wednesday of that week that he was here and she was here, she had the baby. So
baby bride.
The baby's doing well, and everything is doing good with that. So we're just grateful for them as well. Russ, I'm so good, glad to see you. Russ and I visited. Russ is the husband of the new school administrator, Lighthouse Academy over here. We're going to lift you all in prayer because I know school is going to be starting. Russ told me yesterday that they have about 30 kids enrolled, so that is
awesome.
They're going to be ready to go August 15th, and we're so grateful that Lighthouse Academy is here. And Russ, it's good to see you today. But you got the work clothes on, so I'm assuming you're going to work today, aren't you? They're doing a great job over there. You gave me a little tour yesterday, and they're really making the place look spiffy. So just a great job on that as well. I don't know if there's any trustees. I think all of our trustees, but our leadership council people here, I just want to thank you all for all the hard work and dedication that you put into getting new floors. Garfield had the new floors put in over there. They look great. They're beautiful. Russ, can I make an invitation if any of our folks would like to stick their heads in over there after church just to see what it looks like? It really looks good, so if you'd like to see what the school is going to look like, Russ will be over there working, I'm sure. So just to drop in and just take a little quick tour and see what a great job they've done over there. So, leadership council meeting Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. If you're on that leadership council, we have to get back to the church's business as well. And next Saturday is our Hawaiian Luau.
Yeah.
Where I come from, we say High Hawaiian. Is that appropriate?
Sure.
We're going to have a High Hawaiian Luau, right, Wendell? Or Wendell and I come from and say High Hawaiian, so that's just the way it is. But tickets are available. Ruthie and a few other ladies, Betty from Merchie as well, has tickets. Be sure to get your tickets. Next Saturday at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a Hawaiian Luau. So we're going to have some fun and enjoy some good food. So come out and join us for that as well. Well, I don't know if there's any more announcements I need to make. That's plenty for now. So let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
calling us to life and service.
Even with the same Son,
God speaks, reminding us that we are not alone.
As we gather for worship this day,
God speaks, reminding us that we are not alone.
Our we're a little discombobulated this morning. Our opening hymn is number 452, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, and it will be on the PowerPoint.
Now we rise on
They've forgotten everything I've taught them for 5 years. I've been standing here in front of them for 5 years and listening to that, like they've never heard this stuff before. That's why I always got a job here, right?
Amen. Wow.
So I want us to have faith in God. I don't necessarily have to have faith in hitting the light switch and the light coming on, do I? Because I can hit the light switch and the light won't be burned out, nothing happens. So I can't always have faith that when I turn the light on, it's going to come on again. But what you can have faith in, that God always loves you, God hears your prayers, and God is walking with us. Now that I feel pretty good about, don't you? Do you feel pretty good about that?
Amen.
Because I'm a mess if I don't have someone helping me like God.
Oh.
Even Nancy can't help me. She's back there with her head like this. She says, I'm hopeless. See, she can't even help me with everything. I need God. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for giving us faith. Not in faith that when we hit the button on the remote, the TV will come on, or the light switch and the light will come on. But give us faith enough to trust in things we cannot see. Father, we love you. We pray that you would walk beside us. We know you're there. Let us just feel your presence with us this day. Bless these young people. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good job. Thank you. Thanks, Devin. That is awesome. Thank you. I may be shared some of you. I bet you have a question. All right. Look. Okay. Time in our service. And we go to the Lord in prayer. I can see a lot's been going on while I've been going. So, folks, we'll be catching up. And I want to be in prayer for each one of you that have special needs. And it's good to be back among my people. Glad to be here and to be able to pray for you and to be there for you all as well. So hang in there. We're going to get through this.
Amen.
I'm going to lift up these names to you today. Just keep them in prayer as well as your prayer list and your bulletins as well. Ellen Miller, she has gotten out of JFK. She had pneumonia, but she's back at Coral Bay. So we're hoping that she's progressing well. Gina McDonald, we're continuing to pray for her. She has had a diagnosis of cancer and has started her chemotherapy treatment. So that's George and Barbara Russell's daughter. So keep her in your prayers. Karen Snyder, we're going to continue to pray for you. She got some insurance issues straightened out this week and has gotten her medicine. And she has started chemotherapy treatments again as well. Destiny Harden, like I said, she dislocated her knee again. So we're continuing to pray for you, Destiny, as well. We have a praise. Violet Simmons got a good report. The problem that she thought she had was a cyst. So that's good news.
All right.
And the doctor sent her a for Violet Simmons as well. We praise God for that. Praises for a daughter who has gone back to work after 8 months. This is Jean Crawford, I suspect. It's a little light. A son-in-law is having a second surgery. The three-month recovery is next, so we're praying for Jean's son-in-law as well. Celebrating Devin's 10th birthday. That was awesome. Karen Runger John has roommates. So are we happy about that? We're good happy
yeah.
about that. All right, that's a blessing for Karen as well. Continue to pray for her. Kathy Chandler is having surgery tomorrow. Thomas Caldwell as well. And Claire's second birthday. All right, we're celebrating another birthday. A friend, Mary Hannah's friend Ann, had surgery yesterday. And Stan and Mary Hannah as well. Bill and Phyllis Graham. Sister Mary. So Mary, we're lifting all those folks up today as well. there is lifting up Tim, who's in the hospital for surgery, and Bud is in the hospital recovering from surgery. So we'll continue to pray for that as well, David. Sean Friend is in the hospital as well. Pray for Sean. Yeah, looks like a blood clot, maybe a recurrence of cancer, so we need to keep Sean Friend in our prayers. Don and Peggy Morphesis lifting up Scott, who's in rehab in Delray. And Mary Ann Davis, granddaughter Sandy Davis, is going to be deployed again. So with everything that's going on in the world, we're still sending our military people around the world, and they're protecting us. So we all want to lift up all of those folks as well, especially Sandy Davis as well.
For sure.
I know there's many requests and praises and prayers you have brought with you this morning. This is the time we're going to lay them at the feet of Jesus. So would you bow your head and pray with me this morning? Gracious and loving God, we are so blessed to be here today. Father, I want to start by saying thank you for bringing me back home safely, to my loving family and friends and my church family. I am blessed to have each one of them in my life, and I give you thanksgiving today for that. Father, today we come with many things burdening our heart. We come with the stress and strain and struggles of the world that bear down on each one of us. But today, Lord, as I spoke to the children about trusting and having faith in you, as a loving God who walks beside us through all these trials, Father, I pray today that your peace, your comfort, your everlasting hope would just overpower any sense of doubt we may have, any sense of longing, any sense of lostness that we could find ourselves in this crazy mixed up world. Father, today I pray for each one of us that we would have the strength, the courage, and the stamina to get out of bed, to put our feet on the floor, and to face each day in its challenges. To face the day with hope and joy, and to not let depression, sorrow, or grief cloud our thinking. Father, today I pray for us to be reborn, in the image of Jesus Christ. Father, today we're talking about faith. Today we're talking about things we cannot see, we cannot touch, we cannot taste, we cannot hear. But Father, we trust in you. We know that our faith will bring us through. Father, whether it's been diagnosis of disease, cancer, heart disease, pneumonia, Father, we know that you're working mightily to heal. And Father, we wait expectantly as a people of hope, as a people who trust and believe in miracles. Father, thank you for placing that faith within each one of us. And Father, in times when our faith dims or grows weary, let those that love and care for us surround us and lift us up on our own behalf. When we're too tired to praise, let us each allow someone else to do the praising for us. So Father, today we come to you. Some of us are hurting, some of us are tired, some of us are struggling with each new day. But Father, I pray that we can leave here today with a renewed sense of hope, a renewed sense of peace, and a renewed sense of your love for us. Father, today as we celebrate Holy Communion, we will be invited to the table of Jesus Christ Himself, who freely and willingly gave Himself up for us. So, Father, for that we're grateful. Let us forever remember Jesus' sacrifice. Father, today we just want to say we love you. We're grateful that you love us. So, Father, be with us in our service. Be with us as we leave here
face the dead. We give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.
I want to start with a story this morning, one you've probably heard. I think I've used it before. This weary traveler was traveling across the desert. About a week out, his water had run dry. And off in the distance, he sees a little shack. So he makes his way into the shack, parched and dry. He goes in, and sure enough, the place was abandoned. He looks out the back door, and here's an old well pump out there, a hand pump. And on the pump is a little note that says, "I have buried a jar of water under a rock. Dig it up. Pour half the water into the pump. This well has never gone dry. Pour in half the water to lubricate the leather in there. Let it sit for a minute, then pour the rest of the water into the pump, and you will have water." You see the dilemma here. Do you have faith that whoever left that note is assured that the well is still good, and that the pump will work, and that you will receive all the water that you need, or do you gulp down the jug of water? Where do you find yourself today? Drinking from that jug of water that's guaranteed sitting there in front of you, or do you have faith enough to pour it into a hole in the ground? Where do you find yourself today? Drinking from the jug that could be the last water you'll ever see? Or do you have faith enough to say, "I trust whoever it was that left the note that says this well has never gone dry"? Well, this weary traveler trusted. He poured half the water in, let it set for a minute, poured the rest of the water in, pumped the handle, and out comes this glorious, fresh, clear water. He says, "I wake up every day and say, come on God, let's do this one more day. One more time, we can make it. Today I'm going to have faith." So if we're like a weary traveler that wanders the desert, and we need a word from God, it's easy for me to stand here and say, "Just trust God." The preacher's got the easy part, doesn't he? All I have to do is tell you all to believe. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't stand here before you and tell you that if I didn't believe it myself. You know my story. I've had to do that on occasion. I've had to say, "God, I've done all I can with this mess. I'm giving it to you now. Good luck." When we say we have faith, our scripture today told us the story of faith. And in the story of faith, we can each find something we can relate to, can't we? Today, folks, I stand before you even more assured of each one of us. For one, our eternity. What is the successful prayer? The answer we pray for, the thing we pray the most about. When do we say, "Yes, God, that's exactly how and for what I pray"? Does God always answer our prayers just the way we want them?
No.
Most of the time, He does not answer mine the way I want Him to. It's very frustrating that God doesn't listen to me. But you know what? I've lived most of my life looking back on it and saying, "Boy, God, I'm glad you didn't answer that." Where would we be today if God answered every one of our prayers just the way we prayed? We'd probably be in a big heap of trouble, wouldn't we?
Amen.
Our lives would be a mess. Trust me, folks, and I fall into this category as well. We're not smart enough to know what we really want. We're not that intelligent. We think we know what we want in the moment. We think we know what we want for people we love and care about. I have prayed for things for people that I love and care about, and looking back on it, say, phew, boy, I'm glad God didn't give them what I was wanting for them. They got something even better.
Amen.
I couldn't comprehend, my faith couldn't comprehend that God could have something even better in store for them. You ever found yourself in that situation? You ever found yourself saying, boy, God, that turned out a lot better than I thought it would? Thank you, Jesus. God has given us promises. This I did learn in the Bible. You know the answer to all of life's problems are right here. They could put it in one book. There's a lot of books written. Trust me, I've had to read a lot of books in the last 3 or 4 months. Got 5 more to read and do 4 or 5 papers on by August 22nd. But everything we need to know is right here. You know, I stand up here a lot and tell you all, this is all we need. But you know what? We can't just stand and clutch and say, oh, I just need to hold this. Although sometimes that is very reassuring, just to hold on to it. Folks, we've got to open it up. One of the books we studied was Amos. Anyone done an extensive study on the book of Amos? Anybody? Nobody. Did you know there was an Amos in the Bible? Yeah, they put it right in there. Let me see if I got a stone mark. But I didn't take this stone Bible. I believe that this Bible has been to school. I was trying to teach it some things. We need to crack the cover on this and open it up and look at it. And one thing they did teach us was read the Bible in a new way. Did you know some Bibles have little notes at the bottom to say this is what some people have thought this might mean? It's a good idea to look at those. Because sometimes we can get confused. Sometimes we can read those words and it speaks so clear to us. And then you go back later and read it and we say, what? Is that what that said? It's speaking to me in a different way today. I like to call that the living word. Well, isn't it amazing? The word never changes, but we read it and see it from a different angle, from a different light. That's where our faith comes from. I'm going to run a little sermon series on you for the next few weeks about faith. Each week we're going to talk about where our faith takes us, where it leads us, where it stops us. You know, I've told you all my call story. Maybe some new folks here haven't heard it. I was going to be a missionary. I wanted to be a missionary. I'm going to go out, go to foreign lands. I couldn't knock the door down and send me into the mission field. Not happening. But God, that's what I want. God said, nah, you can go stand in front of people and tell them how great I am. God, I don't want to do that. I don't like standing in front of people. You believe God can take you places that you don't want to go?
Amen.
Has God ever taken you somewhere you said, God, what are you doing?
Amen.
And then when you get there, you find out that it's better than you could ever imagine. The message today. That's faith. That's faith in trusting God that He has better things in store for you than you can even imagine for yourself. Now, sometimes that's very hard to see. I'm not going to stand up here and sugarcoat that. Sometimes life stinks, doesn't it? Life stinks. But what can we be assured of? God is in that stinking mess with us. That's where our faith comes from. Sometimes all we have is to hold on to Jesus.
Amen.
It's not sometimes is that all we have, but every time it's all we need.
Amen.
You know, we talk about needs and wants. We need Jesus, and He wants to be with us. That's all that matters. The rest of this stuff is just stuff. Our family, our friends, our loved ones, our best friends in the world can go away. People we love more than life itself, a spouse, a child, can go away. Something we care more about than anything else in the world can go away. Instead of this, Jesus gave Himself on a cross. He left this reminder for us. He's left this for us to be a part of Him. That's all we need. That's all we need. And you know what? In this life, that's all we get. Think about that. I played that a little twist on that. That's all we get. That's all we get to keep. So folks, today I want you to have faith. I know some of you are going through hellacious, horrendous times. My heart breaks for you. I'll tell you one thing. I had a TV in my room. But I would get home about 4:30 in the afternoon. First thing I would do is go lay down on the bed because I'm tired. You know this brain work is more tiring than digging ditches.
It is.
I was so tired. While I'm laying there on the bed, I'm laying there all hours of the night, but now I've ruined my nighttime sleep, I thought of you all. And I thought of the things you're going through. And sometimes it brought me tears. Because you know, I was 700 miles away, and all I could do for you was pray for you. All I could do for you was pray for you.
That's pretty good.
Seems so limited, doesn't it? I hope those of you that needed prayer can feel my prayer and feel God's love around you. I love you all, but God really, really loves you. So that's where our faith comes from. Life can stink sometimes. Some awful things can happen to us. But we get moments of joy. We get moments of peace. We get moments of salvation to linger and grasp and hold on to. Let our faith grow from that. Let our faith grow from that. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we come today broken. We come today needing a friend. Jesus, you're just what we need. Now as we go into this time of Holy Communion, I pray that we would be given new life in these elements this morning. Father, renew our spirits. Renew our souls. Renew our willingness to serve you. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. According to Christ, at his table, all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be what we cherish. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us with joyful obedience through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God,
power, and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. At his ascension, you exalted him to sit and reign with you at your right hand. On that night when Jesus was to be betrayed, I always say it's something as simple as the common bread at the table. Jesus took that bread and broke it. He said, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after the meal, he took the cup, he raised it to his Father in heaven and said, "Father, bless this, for this is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for you and for me. This is the blood of the new covenant." Jesus willingly gave himself for us. Take and drink. Remember the blessing. Remember the love I have for you. The blood he freely shed for each one of us. Do this in remembrance of me each time that you bring it. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine, making them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with the confidence of the children of God. Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Teresa, are you doing any music? Do you like to help serve the community? You know, I'm rusty. I haven't made an arrangement to help me.
Thank you.
Receive this benediction. As we leave this place, let our faith be bolstered. Father, we pray that as we leave this place, our faith has grown even stronger. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
I call it a decision.